USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
GOP Senator Lindsey Graham tells CBS's Face the Nation he'll hold hearings into an apparent discussion within the Department of Justice following the firing of FBI Director James Comey in 2017 about using the 25th Amendment to remove the president from office. Graham also tells CBS he supports the president's decision to declare a national emergency to get funding for a border wall.
Unfortunately, when it comes to Trump, the Congress is locked down and will not give him what we've given past presidents. So, unfortunately, he's got to do it on his own, and I support his decision.
Democratic Congressman Andre Carson on CNN with some harsh words for the president.
He might as well build a 20-foot statue of himself at the end of this border wall because this is purely a vanity project.
In Haiti, widespread demonstrations continue despite promises from their president of new measures to control inflation and allegations of corruption. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
President Donald Trump is calling on European countries to take back captured Islamic State fighters as U.S.-backed forces in Syria close in on the extremist group's final sliver of territory. Trump wants Britain, France, Germany, and other allies to put the 800 ISIS fighters captured in Syria on trial. U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces have cornered remaining militants in a village near the Iraqi border under fire from all sides. Four people are dead following a domestic dispute in Clinton, Mississippi early Saturday. Clinton Police Chief Fort Heyman.
When our officers arrived, they received fire from the suspect. The suspect then retreated into his home. It is with a saddened heart that I report that there were multiple fatalities within that residence.
The suspect was taken into custody. Two small children were set free before the standoff ended. Chicago police say it now appears Empire actor Jussie Smollett paid two men to stage an attack on him. Both men have been questioned by police and released without being charged. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The Iranian foreign minister says that Vice President Pence's comments during the 2019 Munich Security Council were hateful and dangerous. And he claims that Pence encouraged European countries in undermining security.
Mr. Pence repeated this farce when he arrogantly demanded that Europe must join the United States in undermining its own security and breaking its obligation. His hateful accusations against Iran, including his ignorant allegation of anti-Semitism against the heirs of a man described as Messiah in the Holy Torah for saving the Jews, is both ridiculous.
A new report accuses the Syrian government of carrying out more than 300 chemical attacks during its eight-year war. Here's more from USA's Chris Barnes.
The data analyzed by the Berlin-based Global Public Policy Institute, which found 336 credible uses of chemical weapons from chlorine bombs to nerve agents. Forces loyal to Syria's President Bashar al-Assad blamed for 98% of those attacks, most of which were carried out after President Obama's 2013 declaration that chemical weapons would be a red line for the U.S. in Syria. Medical workers in opposition areas report treating more than 5,000 people over the years for chemical weapons exposure.
Meanwhile, a BBC Syria producer has said that footage of the Douma chemical attack in 2018 was staged to provoke foreign intervention on behalf of rebels. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.